You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A Park City billionaire is suing his neighbors for what he calls their vicious dogs.
But those neighbors sued first to stop his 11,000-acre house from being built. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston, that's not acres. There's no way. That's got to be square feet. Peter Johnston is live with details. Peter?
Amanda, you're right. It is square feet. But two Burmese Mountain Dogs in this case, named Sasha and Mocha, are keeping billionaires Matthew and Tatiana Prince from walking outside, at least according to a lawsuit they filed that was reported on by KSL.com. The Princes are accusing the dog owners in this case of being willful and malicious by bringing the big dogs on a 3-foot private trail shared between the two families. Eric and Susan Fredston Herman own these dogs, and they're also behind the appeal of a planning commission decision that would let Prince tear down two houses and build a larger one on top. Matthew and Tatiana Prince have been fighting for this house for years, and in 2023, they tried and failed to push a bill through the legislature that would have overridden city regulations. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Let's talk sports for a minute here. The Utah State men's and Utah's women's basketball teams getting ready to take their shot in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, the Aggies are up first playing tonight against TCU. This is the fifth time in 6 years Utah State has made it to the big dance. They're still looking for their first tournament win since 2001. Aggies head coach Danny Sprinkle believes his guys are ready to go.
Anytime you play in the NCAA tournament, you know, you can't take 2 minutes off. It can't take you 2 to 3 minutes to start the game to be aggressive. You got to get all your anxiety and nerves out of the way, and you got to come when that ball gets thrown up on the tip. You know, you got to be ready to rock and roll.
Tip-off is tonight just before 8 o'clock. The Utah women's team plays their first-round game tomorrow night against South Dakota State. The Utah men's team also hosts Iowa for the second round of the NIT tournament on Sunday. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
All right, what about our Jazz? Well, they lost another one to the Dallas Mavericks this time, 113-97. The team made less than a quarter of their attempted three-point shots. The Jazz only have 3 wins now since early February, and they'll be in Houston tomorrow night to try and turn their bad luck streak around.
The Utah Royals didn't win their home game since coming back to the Beehive State, but it did make history. Their game this past Saturday was the highest attended women's sporting event in Utah history, with more than 20,000 people.
Oh, good for them. The Better Business Bureau is warning parents about ACT prep scams. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, the way this works is scammers will call a parent and pretend to be a college board saying their kid has ordered test prep material. Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says one family was duped because the scammers had all the personal information they needed to sound legit.
They provided their card information and they were charged $250. And in that case, if it's not with a credit card, you really can't get your money back.
Now, Fox says if you do get a call, then hang up and double check with your kid, the school, or the company name asking for payment. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Scammers are still trying to get your money by claiming you missed jury duty. Brigham City Police Detective Crystal Beck says they're using shock and fear to try to get people to give them credit card information over the phone.
They don't want to be in trouble. They don't want, you know, the police to show up at their door.
Beck says no police department will ever call and ask for payment over the phone. The only way to handle an arrest warrant is by physically going to the court that issued it.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Former President Donald Trump looking at a merger of his social media platform as a way to raise more cash to pay legal fees and fines.
Shareholders of a company called Digital World Acquisition Corp., which at the moment is essentially just a pile of cash, are set to vote on whether to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group, the company behind Truth Social. If it's approved, Trump Media could see its stock trading on the NASDAQ, and with Trump set to own 58% of the new combined company, the value could be over $3 billion for him. There's a catch, though. Unless some particular exceptions are made, he cannot sell the shares for at least 6 months. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
First look traffic now takes us back to you, Heather.
Well, we're getting word that the on-ramp from Layton Parkway to go northbound I-15 may be closed, and so people are having to use Hillfield Road as their alternate to get onto the northbound I-15 freeway. But there are no delays right now on I-15. Traffic is filling in, getting heavy in some spots, but you shouldn't have any delays getting into downtown Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's something you might not want to hear right before spring break, but a group of researchers say they tried to hack hotel key cards, and it was pretty easy. Here's KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
These researchers get together and test out security features on all kinds of things, and this time, the target was hotel key cards. Wired Magazine's Andy Greenberg says the results weren't great.
With just two taps, they can open these doors in seconds.
The findings now have hotel chains around the country and the world scrambling to find a fix and make those key cards more secure. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
A bakery in Salt Lake City is struggling to get a liquor license. Owner of 443 Bakery, Andrew Carraros, tells KSL TV the front door is 15 feet too close to the property line of a house of worship.
It's frustrating, absolutely. It's utterly dumbfounding to me. I don't understand it.
Carraros says state regulators have told him the law that bars him from getting a license is inflexible.
The price of a wedding is surging in Utah. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson spoke with a local wedding planner on just how far budgets are being stretched.
Utah couples are planning on spending an average of $24,000 to walk down the aisle this year. Data from The Knot shows that's up from $17,000 last year. Cachet Ford from Cachet & Co. Event says as everything else in our economy becomes more expensive, so do weddings.
The components of a wedding are all very tied to the other increases we're seeing, you know, in food service, in labor, in shipping and gasoline. Every single aspect of a wedding is touched by those different factors.
Ford says venues and flowers are often some of the biggest expenses here in Utah. She recommends planning out every dollar on each expense before signing any contracts and locking yourself in with any one vendor. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.